Okay, so, yeah, right. Yeah.
We're here to support Pat. Anything you need.
That's it, baby. We live for you. All right, good afternoon. It's 1:25 p.m., September 8th, 2010. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission and a special meeting to deal with one item on our agenda. Kevin Kramer, Brian Kalk, and Tony Clark are all present at the meeting, and it's in Commissioner Kalk's portfolio. Commissioner Kalk.
Good afternoon. I move the commission open an investigation into the reliability of electric service provided by Northern States Power Company, doing business as Xcel Energy, case number PU10577.
Second.
Basically, the specific area that we're going to be looking at is the North Fargo area with the disruption of power that occurred around the August 27th timeframe. But you'll notice by the motion it's not confined to that area. So this is the first step to formalize it, and we'll be having staff going out and collecting information, and I assume reporting back to us, and we'll move forward.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That ends the items on the agenda for voting, but Jim has an item relating to our calendar, perhaps.
Yes.
You already voted, Dave.
Okay. Yes, I'd like to schedule a work session to discuss the status of the Beekler-Vail, the AML project, and the performance of Smith Contracting. Looking at doing that probably early next week, if at all possible.
Okay.
We've got that at work session for Otter Tail on Tuesday at 10. Can we do it before then?
Oh, we could, as far as I'm concerned.
That's fine with me.
There you go. That work for you, Jim?
Nine.
It works.
Nine or is 9:30 soon enough? Or what do you guys want?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to me.
Let's do 9 o'clock. Then that way, if there's any last minute stuff to prepare for ten, we'd have that.
Okay, that works fine. Thanks.
9 o'clock. Great. All right, great. Thank you. Nobody else. Sorry, Scott. Too late. All right. Questions, Dave? We acted on the motion to open an investigation.
Maybe you're here for the informal.
Are you here for the informal?
Pardon?
Are you here for the informal, or do you have
the
Xcel investigation question?
Yeah, especially.
All right. Fire away when you're ready. Commissioner Kalk's loaded.
I am. What we did, Dave, is we moved that the commission open the investigation into reliability of electric service provided by NSP, gave it a case number PU10577. The specific area that we're looking at is North Fargo. The specific time frame is August 27th, but it's not constrained by just those parameters. As our staff goes out and does the investigation, it could include more areas than that. Basically, in August 27th, there was a power surge that took place in North Fargo, and the numerous members of the community, numerous residents called the commission, notified individual commissioners about a power surge that went through their households, destroying a lot of their household equipment. So they have a lot of residents that have some concerns about who's at fault here, if this is something that Xcel Energy is responsible for. Xcel Energy, in their comments to the media, early said that, well, this perhaps isn't our responsibility. And so we took it upon the commission to open up an investigation, and we're going to look into the details on both sides to see if this was something that could have been prevented, and one step at a time, I guess.
Well, wasn't Xcel's contention that it was a lightning strike?
No, in this case, and this is just, we're still collecting information, but that's what information that we've collected is that I'd say is accurate on both sides, that it was a hot summer day. Lines were sagging. One line touched another line. A big arc took place and caused a power surge. I don't think that's really too much in question from both sides, if you will. The question is, was this something Xcel could have prevented, or is this something that's just a kind of an act of God kind of thing?
Well, the reason it makes sense for us to look into this is, a 92-degree day with 30-mile-an-hour winds in North Dakota is not an act of God. It's called summer. So you have an issue where a lot of people lost a lot of equipment. They clearly have a legitimate reason to be bringing this issue to the commission. Xcel has already responded to them with a letter that we saw yesterday. We're going to be sending out our own letter to all of the people who signed the petition and have asked us to look into it. And we'll lead them through the process that we'll take as far as our investigation. But we want to make it very clear to people that this will be our own investigation. We'll be interpreting what the rules and regulations are and what the facts are in this case. And it's not going to be solely XL's determination when consumers come to the commission.
The consumers that signed the petition have come to us in a very orderly fashion, very gentlemanly, passionate, professionally, and we want to, take the same approach, obviously, and take our time and gather the facts without prejudging. At the same time, I think we're all a little bit disappointed in how dismissive the utility seemed to have been in the early stages of this, and that raises other questions, but we want to have an appropriate response.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to ask how many people signed the petition.
19 customers were directly affected, so I believe that's the number is 19. But one thing that Kevin pointed out, just the company's dismissive attitude, if you will, I think it's this larger trend that we've seen in the billing problems and other areas where you've got folks in North Dakota that are doing the work on the ground. I think they're doing a good job. But it's the tone that's set by their leadership in Minneapolis that says if there's a problem in North Dakota, we'll just dismiss it. And that's my own opinion, but I think the problem stems from the leadership of Minneapolis not giving due diligence to the concerns of North Dakotans. And it's just, I think it became quickly apparent with their response to this. And so
this is a part of town I'm very familiar with. It's actually, and I mentioned this at the meeting this morning, this is literally a stone's throw from where I grew up. The power surge was on the 1600 block of 7th and 8th Street North. I grew up on the 1600 block of 4th Street North, and so it's, I walked by there every day to school, both junior high and high school for a long time. So I know the area very well, and I think my fellow commissioners are right. I mean, there is a concern that the response thus far has been at best inadequate and at worst dismissive.
You know, really, Commissioner, though, if you walk by it that many times, you probably should have been more observing. You might have, maybe you noticed that sag in the line.
So what kind of equipment losses do they have?
Well, once again, this is just information I received from the actual residents, all the way from microwave ovens to Wii games, furnaces. I mean, it just soup to nuts, refrigerators.
It's a little bit of everything.
Anywhere from, $500 damages to, several thousand. So it's significant. I mean, there was a major power surge that went through these homes.
You know, it used to be that we just had to worry about our computers, but nowadays everything's a computer. And so power surges have a little more detrimental impact sometimes on all of our household appliances that have some aspect of computerization to them.
So what's the next step?
Well, this motion today formalizes it. So the next step is quickly, I think Pat will have the lead on this, figure out what information we need from the company that they haven't provided and get that from them. If there's any more information from the consumers that's forthcoming. And then I could even envision one of our folks going out there and looking at the actual site itself. So we'll this was the first step, I guess, to formalize it.
I mean, the other thing that we'll have staff doing is looking through state rules, state laws, the actual tariff that's on file, and trying to do analysis of exactly what can be done. Is there a role for the commission that we can act on? Is there a standard that applies here that can then be followed through? So there's a legal analysis that needs to be done as well.
Perhaps one of the things that we always hope comes from anything like this is when a docket is opened and an investigation is launched, we certainly expect the full cooperation of the company itself, and oftentimes the result will be everybody working together to do the right thing. Short of that, then we have to start looking at more legal remedies and jurisdictional issues and enforcement and compliance opportunities. But we would certainly hope that this would compel the company to also do a thorough internal investigation into all of its practices and would step up and do the right thing.
Well, one of the things that just comes to mind, just on a public relations viewpoint, is that the company is always out there. All of our companies are trying to create a good, positive image. When you have things like this happen, it would help the companies to immediately step forward and acknowledge things have happened and to do the right thing public affairs-wise and just say, listen, we're going to sort through this and maybe meet these people halfway before the commission gets involved because, we're going to do what we need to according to the law. But just sometimes I think they're their own worst enemy, which goes back to my point that I sense that the people in North Dakota understand what it takes to be good North Dakotans. but I sense the leadership in Minneapolis is not willing to do that for their customers in North Dakota.
Is this the only open investigation of NSP XL?
It is not.
I had to ask that because I remember there was at least...
There's at least two that come to mind for me right now. There were still the billing issues that manifested themselves over 15 months ago. That's still an ongoing discussion, debate. And quite honestly, there's a pipeline investigation that is still continuing. And that is, you know, back and forth legal, but that is still an open docket as well. And there may be more.
Is the gas meter issue rolled into the billing issue, or was that a
it
separate
is not
docket?
Separate
so that
dockets.
Was a separate closed docket that dealt with the
similar issues,
you know, gas meters that didn't work in winter climates.
Well, we had that other. We've had other reliability issues with XL in the last couple of years, and not the least of which was that major one and after the snowstorm or during the snowstorm up in Grand Forks. Now that you know that proved out to be an act of God and somewhat of a fluke, but nonetheless, there have been reliability issues. There have been reliability issues in North Fargo.
There was
in
an investigation into North Fargo, and I think with the New Horizons Manor, wasn't that? I don't think it's called that anymore, but up on Broadway there was some.
Yeah, I do remember.
A senior high-rise that had some concerns.
Well, and, you know, we regulate, as you well know, you know, MDU, Otter Tail, and Excel, and the other companies we regulate have these kind of problems too. But it seems they're able to work them out and do the right thing with their own management teams. And that's what, to me, just really a red flag with this company.
I just can't remember any MDU or XL investigation. I mean, MDU or Otter Tail investigations at this point.
They work with their customers before it gets to this point, I think.
Well, we do have questions that arise, you know, every now and then. I just have been working with Scott on one with regard to some reliability issues that I got the call regarding in an area of East Central North Dakota. So, I mean, it's not that these things don't happen with other companies. It's just that it seems like they've risen to a higher profile issue with XL more often than not.
It's all global warming.
Could be. Well, their CEO comes out with his positions that he supports a cap-and-trade system, contrary to what most North Dakotans believe and what's not good for their ratepayers. Their commitment is clearly other places in North Dakota. My opinion, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, we'll close the meeting.